So why are you depressed?
Because I don't like my job.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Listen. Sarah, you knew what you were signing up for.
Oh, here we go.
I didn't say that.
You did. No, first of all, you did. You don't. First of all, it's like being a teacher. You knew what you were signing up for. You knew them kids going to be bad as shit. And just like playing a nurse, you knew. This is part of the game. It's okay. You just got to find more things you like outside of life, outside of your job.
You know what I like now? Like right now? Sleeping. I sleep all fucking day.
Yeah, that's depression.
Well, that's because you got a balance. Yeah, you're down. You're depressed. You don't want to go back to your job. But see, you sleeping so much that all you have now is your job.
That's the problem. It's not fair that I'm in the situation that I'm in where I'm a little bit more financially able to do stuff and I can't do it.
No, but see, this is a trick of like the world, right? So you worked so hard, you worked your ass off to get to this money, right? And now you got the money and you don't want the money. It makes no sense.
The thing is like I want the money, but I also want to like my job. Like when I worked as an MA before I left to go to school, I liked my doctor. I liked my job. The only thing I complained about was how far it was. And that was the only downfalls that I was driving far. My doctor was good to me. And he asked me to go back.
But you got to realize. Yeah, I understand. Not to cut you off. But you got to realize that's not the task here.
What's the task?
You don't do a lot of things. The task is just to do your job and get out of there. You're supposed to find things to like outside of your job. Because your job is not your everything. Though it takes up 12 hours of your day, I know it does. And sometimes you do 16 hours and you work real hard, but you really got to start to establish, especially as a nurse, you have to establish yourself outside that job because that job is never going to be nice. Because even if you like the people that you work with, you're going to hate the people that are sick and
getting... Yeah, the patients. And if you like the patients, you don't like the people you work with. Like, that balance is going to be crazy.
You were never going to, it's never going to be like, I love this hospital. I love the people that are sick and dying. It's never going to be that. It's never.
Man.
But that's because God is trying to get you to put your attentions into something else. Man, life.
You need to look up nurse bullying and new grad hazing. They gave me 6 patients the other day. I was like, this is fucking insane.
Oh, you know I know about you. Listen, who you talking to? I know about what nurses go through. I know what they go through, man. Listen. It is trash. Your energy is so important, though. You realize that your energy is very important. You're going to go through a lot of assholes working as a nurse. Y'all are underpaid, even at the pay that you get. And though it's nice, you're still underpaid.
Yeah, very much so. I'm just like...
So are you going to go to like a therapist or something?
No.
No, why you don't?
You got to go something. You can't, because... Obviously, you don't know how to fix this depression by yourself. And it's going to get worse. You just started. It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
But I'm rooting for you, man. You know?
I would hope that it would get better once I get more comfortable at my job where I can be like, okay, I don't have this fear going to work because what if someone dies on me and I'm responsible because I missed something? Or this fear of... Oh my God, I got to talk to this person to give report.
But listen, you can never get everything 100% right. You should never have that fear on you anyway. Because listen, you can never be 100% right. You're going to make a mistake. You're entitled to them just like you're entitled to be right. You're entitled to be wrong too.
Hey.
You're entitled to that.
But think about it. What if your nurse... passed you the wrong antibiotic? I mean, it's hard to do.
I think they did. At some point, I think somebody messed up. At the beginning, my leg blew up like a balloon. They weren't going to tell me, like, yeah, we fucked up. We gave this nigga the wrong medicine. And I'm not so inquisitive on that to be able to pull them out and tell them on that. Like, yo, I think y'all gave me something wrong because this shit ain't looking right. How did this happen in this amount of time? And nobody even told me that this process was coming. My shit blew up like a fucking balloon. I got pictures of it. They never said, this is a step that's going to happen. Obviously, they gave me something wrong. I guarantee you, if I told you, you'd be like, oh, yeah, they gave you something wrong and your body didn't like it, then it rejected it and it got the process right. That's why they look at me like I was going to die. And
they said, you call this next kid?
Yeah. They said, Jermaine, you ain't going to make it. They used to look at me like, well, you know, we'll see. We're trying to get you to this place. They try to dump me off on somebody else.
They said, you've been to Six Flags before? That's good.
That's you know, good. And that wasn't, and that the hospital they sent me to wasn't a better hospital. But luckily I went because it's faith plus love in that motherfucker when you're in the hospital, man. You got to really be praying. And you got to just hope that you get into the right hands. Because the best thing about that is you're not going to be the only nurse they see. They're going to get another nurse, and they're going to get another nurse, and they're going to get another nurse, and they're going to get another doctor. And hopefully one of y'all niggas know what the fuck y'all doing.
Look,
so instead of praying for yourself, pray for the whole building. So somebody got
to know. I don't get paid to diagnose. Like, if you sit there and I was your nurse and you asked me what was going on, I'd be like, man, your doctor ain't talked to you? Like, that's what they get paid for. Way more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd
man,
be
but
like,
you know how those doctors are in there. They come in and see you for 2 seconds. They're off and running. Look, my doctor would come in at 11:30, right? Come in, talk to me for 2 minutes, wouldn't say shit to me and be like, oh, you're doing good. Oh, yeah, everything looks right.
They said, you still alive, so.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, hey, you gotta do stuff, do more exercises. We'll get with you.
Uh-uh.
They made us.
You then you stop them and you say, uh-uh. That ain't good. You gonna sit here and you gonna talk to me because I got questions.
You could ask them all the questions in the world. They don't care. There were very few people. The poisonous lady, whatever, like
the infectious disease.
The infectious disease lady was real with me. She was like, "Listen, big boy, if you don't get your shit together and start taking care of your skin better, you're gonna lose more than this fucking leg." You know, she looked me dead in my eyes. She didn't play no games with me. She didn't smile at me and tell me this is okay. She said, "You're gonna lose more than your leg. You're gonna lose everything." And that was the real. And I said, "Thank you." I started crying, like, cause she was the only one being real with me. Everybody else was fucking lying to me. Just be real when you go in there. If somebody says that, you say harass your doctor. Keep on harassing until you get the right answers. You know, but truthfully, a lot of y'all are fake in there. And that's just the truth of the matter. Because first of all, you're afraid to lose your job and you shouldn't be afraid of that. You're not going to be 100% right. Nobody is in the world. How can you be right at all times? This is more of a spiritual job than you can ever imagine. You have to rely on your spirituality on this job. There's no way you could be like, oh, you can't learn all that stuff in a book.
Jermaine, if you know all this, how come you ain't a nurse?
Because if I was a nurse, I'd be great at it.
Remember when Kanye said, I shop so much I can speak Italian, man? He said, I've been in the hospital so much I could be a doctor.
For real. I'd be the realest motherfucker in there. I say, hey, man, listen. I'm not even going to come in here and smile in your face and tell you everything good.
And also, good, of course, your doctor only looks at you for 2 minutes. He has 102 more patients to see.
I know. I understand that. So you don't have all that time to be like, no, wait. They'd be like, man, I got to go. Plus, then I got to go to another hospital after this.
Yeah.
Them niggas gone. But they don't have no emotional attachment to anybody.
They're
just in here.
Yeah, making sure everything's going okay.
Yeah, you just gotta go. You gotta get to therapy. Or lean on John. John is real good.
He don't listen to me no more. Nobody listen to me.
John
is gonna tell me to get up, exercise.
Yo.
Have some certain type of schedule.
A lot of people don't know this. Exercise helps with depression. So she actually told me, John's going to tell me something that can help. And then she said it in a way as if John going to tell me some bullshit.
Yeah, listen. Exercise will help because, listen, I rolled my ankle the other day.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Coming down the stairs, man. And it was horrible. I'm still in pain right now. I'm in pain.
Jermaine out here driving. For those that don't know, man, Jermaine out here driving out here with one eye. He walking downstairs with one eye. I told him he should have got an eye patch.
Yeah.
Jermaine, what did I tell you to do about your eye?
I went to the emergency room.
Jermaine.
She wants you to go to urgent care.
Stop going to the damn ER and waiting there for 14 hours and then talk about, I'm here because my eye is closed.
First of all, I didn't go there for that. First of all, I went to the doctor first. The doctor says go to the ER. I went to the ER.
They had cahoots.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you. ER
looked at you and said, why ain't you at the urgent care?
No, they said, we're going to get you to see an obstetrician today. I went to Mercy and then, you know, the obstetrician right next to them.
An obstetrician? You went to go see a gynecologist?
I mean, an obstetrician or whatever.
An ophthalmologist?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Sarah, funny now. Now she in her bag.
Now she getting
there. She's like, dumb. You try to take me about nurses? You don't know shit.
I doctor, motherfucker.
See, I'm going to start calling you big pussy like on Sopranos. Going to see that.
So I went there. These niggas look at it. They check it out. They said, oh, we're going to send you to a specialist. I have the specialist July 1st. Lady named Lisa Ninjum. Dr. Lisa Ninjum. And I go July 1st, Monday at 2:30. But they obviously, there's plenty of doctors that have seen it, and they just like, oh, you got to go see a specialist. Here we go. So they didn't even give me no eye drops. This doesn't work because it's not necessarily an infection. It's like your eye has a cold sore. So you have to, you see, he said a bunch of shit that I don't know nothing about. He was like, oh. So he said, we'll get you in. There was a guy, he was an Asian guy. He was 50, but he looked like he was like 30. Real cool dude. But I cannot depend on them because they don't care about me. I pray to God, I focus, and we're going to get groovy. That's it. Most of the things you think about them people don't care about you. And I pray that you go in there and you care about people, care about the work you do, and you'll be just fine. If you care about the work you do in there, You'll be so bright in that building, everybody would love to see you. All you gotta do is learn how to care about what you do. That's it. You're not gonna be right all the time though.
But she do. She do care. she's got the mentality of people who be like, I don't want kids, or, you know, am I going to be a good father or a good mother? And the moment you start questioning that, you are a good mom or dad, because the people who think, oh, I got this handled, I'm not worried, are the ones who usually make the most mistakes. And you already going into work worried that you're going to mess up. So you care. Because if you didn't, you'd be like, I don't give a fuck. Shit, I don't care about these people. I'm doing whatever.
I'm getting my money. Yeah,
but you don't have that mentality. Anything else before we get into life things?
Yeah, celebrity lives. That's something else I really don't care about.
Listen, man, it wasn't that much. I'm glad we was able to get almost 15 minutes off of this, off of Sarah's life. We've been gone for maybe like 10 days, something like that. So we missed that Wagwan Drila trash ass song that Drake threw out there.
I can't believe that was real.
Nobody can believe. Yeah, nobody can believe that it was real.
What is he doing?
I don't know. I don't even know if you had these in the tuck. I really don't know. I just was like, fam, what are we doing? I would have been like, yo, let's hold out. Let's hold off on that one. He dressing weird at his kid's soccer game.
He's dressing lavish. That's expensive wear, Joe.
Nigga wearing pants like he got a low sperm count.
Don't hang. You ain't had a jump. That's what we know. That would be your style.
I know
who you are. Mm-hmm. I know who you are.
Yeah, okay.
First of all, Sarah be right next to you in the same outfit.
That sweater's tied too low. Like, I never see nobody tie the sleeves around the neck and the neck go down to the dick. I ain't never seen it go that low. I said, oh, he did this bogus. I think, is that it for Drake for this week? I think that we're done. That's our Drake news. Kendrick at Juneteenth concert. So, cuz, there's nothing else to talk about that dude. He did the OVO thing. I talked about this. I brought it up with Manny Fontaine yesterday. We was on the phone. There was this OVO kids thing, and all the kids were light skinned, and everybody was like, so they all that passed the brown paper bag test. It's a bad look. There was no dark skinned kids in there.
Yo, it's gonna be rough for Drake for the next year or so. Because people are going to rip apart whatever the fuck he does now that he lost his battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While we're on, Kendrick at the Juneteenth concert. We're going to record after that. Yes. That's Wednesday. J. Cole obviously missed with Grippy. The Tim's verse he has is cool. I haven't listened to the whole Tim's song.
Grippy wasn't that bad either.
He's too old to say she was gay, but now she's strictly dickly. What are we talking? What?
No, it wasn't. But what could you do on that beat that was going to be?
Hey, say no, thank you, my guy. You got it.
Masterful.
You got it. You got it, Cash Cobain. This ain't my lane, my guy.
I just feel like people really went in on the Grippy, like, yo. First of all, Grippy is like a younger term.
But J. Cole's born in 85. He's a year younger than y'all. What are we doing?
Yeah.
So he was like, what is this? What are we doing?
Yeah.
You got to
be watching a lot of GTA, so, you know, niggas be using.
I don't think it's the fact that J. Cole had a lyric like that. I think it's just the fact that it was J. Cole having a lyric like that, if that makes sense.
And it was after him being quiet and shit like that. So yeah, that like
he could. I'd rather J. Cole come out with like a self-explanation type of song at this point. Like, yo, this is what I'm going through. This is why, you know, I cut that song off my track and all this other stuff. This is how I feel about Kendrick. Like, that's something I could see J. Cole doing.
He need to do a Nas. Remember when Nas did The Last Real Nigga Alive on Godson? You remember that song?
Yeah.
Basically, it was a song about what was going on in the early 90s in hip-hop between him, Jay-Z, and Biggie. And he was just telling this whole story about, like, yo, Big tried to stunt on me and did this and blah, blah, blah. It's a dope little song. I didn't really like the Godson album, but I like that song. And then what else did I write on this list? Oh, Manny Fontaine is a big Sexy Red fan, Sarah. I don't know if you know about this.
You my everything.
He said the song has grown on him.
I love that song. When Ellie get here, we're gonna come up with a dance.
And the wild part
is, I can't do it yet,
the other Jermaine is not a fan of Sexy Red. Jermaine Dupri. It doesn't understand why Sexy Red is being pushed the way she's being pushed when she sold 27,000, I think it was, from what was it? The her last project, the one that has that, You My Everything.
Wow.
Who
was rude enough to look up her I don't like score.
Here's what I do agree with Jermaine Dupri with. It's strange because me and Manny Fontaine had this conversation too. The way, just outside looking at, I don't think Sexy Red is an industry plant. I just don't think that. I think that the way people use industry plant, like somebody put somebody here and they're trying to push them to the moon. I think it's more so people have invested money into this person and they want their money back. So now they're pushing her really hard because we looked this up. Sexy Red does not have a Nan number one.
Downtown didn't even go number one?
No, obviously I can't go number one. Because I think the song was too vulgar. Get It Sexy, no. And when I say number one, I'm not even talking about the Hot 100. She doesn't have a number one on hip hop and R&B or the rap charts. I think her highest charted song is Rich Baby Daddy, which got to a number 11. So she don't even have it with a feature. But you would not know any of this if just by looking at it because of the way she's being pushed so heavily. So yeah, he was like, sold on 27,000 units in the first week. Dupri said that in his era, selling, now this one I don't like either. Two different eras. Him saying selling 28,000 would mean the artist wouldn't go get no other chances. You're right. But that, I think he should up the number. Cause
I'm not gonna listen to anything that Jermaine Dupri has said, because when, like, there was an era where there were like female rappers coming out, and it was like right after he had promoted the Brat. It was like when Eve, Foxy, Lil' Kim, and going into like the early 2000s, he's like, man, all these female rappers are just strippers gone crazy. And I was like, who the fuck are you to sit here?
Yeah, he said that a couple years ago.
Yeah, who the fuck is he to sit here and be like...
But this is the problem. It's not even a Jermaine Dupri thing. My problem with that whole issue is too many male rappers have a problem with women rapping about scamming dudes or how they fuck, but none of them had any issues with dudes selling drugs and killing people on tracks.
No, because then what they'll turn around and tell you is like, that's the life we grew up with and that's what we know. So that's what we rap
that music,
about.
Well, that music ain't, well, the women music ain't for you then. That's all I'm gonna say about that. But yeah, did she get Sexy Red got into this fight at this airport? And I don't even think more details have come out as we record this, but don't get in a fight in no airport. Like, she was trying to grab this big ass pole. Somebody on her team stopped her from throwing it or whatever. This is on her way to like NXT. And this is the thing too. I am not a Sexy Red fan. I still don't want Sexy Red to fumble bags. You are on NXT, WWE's developmental brand, doing commercials with Shawn Michaels, the Hitman, the Heartbreak Kid, not Bret Hitman Hart. This is a good look. Don't mess this up fighting in the airport. What?
Okay, so in regards to her being on NXT, okay. I think she's really good at trolling, which is why she's popular, but her music don't sell. She's like a caricature, you know what I'm saying?
She's like Cardi B.
Well, but Cardi B sold. Yeah. Cardi B's first album sold and got awards, and her singles charted. The reason why I think she's a troll is I think she's trolling these right-wing people. And the fact that she seems to be leaning more right-wing, why wouldn't wrestling want to grab her? They know that most of their fan base are Southern. So why wouldn't they want to grab her?
Well, also, you got to remember that I forgot the name of the company, but WWE is owned by the same company as UFC. Oh. And we know where Dana White leads. We know where Trump shows up. He's always at the UFC fight. So they might be playing it
because
too.
Then she made that comment on Theo, what's his name? Theo whatever.
Oh, Rothstein. I think some Theo something. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
She made that comment about how we need to get Trump back in office. Then she ended up having this guest spot with NXT. And then she was on stage with a hat that looked like the MAGA hat. And it said, "Make America Sexy Again." And then people were like, "Oh, look at her with this replica of this MAGA hat on stage. This is who she supports." But then she had to come out and say, "I don't support any of that. I don't lean anyway. I'm not supporting anybody. It was just a hat. That's it."
Well, it's working because Billboard put out their 10 hottest female rappers. Now, I just told y'all she ain't chart really that high, but she was number 2. Let me give you guys this list. Number 10 was Flo Milli. We'll work our way up. Number 9 is JT. And while we're talking about JT, I think this week they confirmed that the City Girls are no longer. So you guys can pour a little liquor out for that. Number 8 is Lotto. Number 7 is Cardi B. Number 6, Glorilla. Number 5, Ice Spice, whose album is coming out next month. Number 4, Doja Cat. Number 3, Megan Thee Stallion. Number 2, Sexy Red. As I said, her number 1 is Nicki Minaj. Now, a lot of people didn't have an issue with who was on the list. They had an issue with the order. A lot of people think that Megan Thee Stallion should have been number 2. Doja Cat should have been higher. Sexy Red should have been a little lower. Think it's a decent list, but I don't know what the criteria was, so I'm not going to get upset about these lists.
I think that's a trash ass list. Like, is Doja Cat a rapper or is she like a pop star?
I would put her more in the pop. I do know she raps, but I put her more in the pop star lane. Also,
she had a whole rap album, though. Yeah.
It was majority rap.
Okay, but she also but Beyonce had Beyonce had a country album. We're not calling her a country artist.
Yeah. My two favorite rap albums of the year right now are from two women who are not even on this list. Tierra Whack and Rhapsody. I don't know the criteria for this list, but it's hottest. So that you can play around with hottest. You know, it's not best. It's not
then,
the best.
Element. Then basically the criteria for the list is a popularity contest.
Exactly. So
because if you're saying that those are your two best female albums of the year and they're probably really good, I haven't listened to them, but they probably got more substance than anything these people have put out, then you know it's a popularity contest. And that's why I don't get down with these lists and all this bullshit no more. Everyone gets upset and they just need to look in the back of their head like, man, it's a popularity contest about who's on the radio, who you hearing, and who's making the most appearances, and who ain't underground. Ain't no underground female artists on that list.
They not hot, Sarah. You missing out the point. They not hot. They need to be hot.
No, they're not mainstream. That's all it is. They're not mainstream. These lists are bullshit. From Rolling Stone to Billboard to the fucking list for your groceries.
Grocery list. Your grocery. What's the top 10 groceries right now, Sarah? Hottest groceries. Go.
Go ahead. Give it up.
Chips, bread, what's the eggs, best chips? Milk. Huh? What's the best chips? Miss Vicky's.
I know what Sarah's worst chips are. She hates barbecue lightly salted.
Yo, John bought these barbecue lightly salted chips because he wants to be healthy.
I didn't know they were those. I didn't have those, but I
know. No, but listen, listen to how they taste. They taste like they put like actual barbecue flavoring on them and then sprayed it with water.
Yeah, put them in the shower.
And let it dry.
Put them in the shower.
And, like, and said, here's your lightly salted barbecue chips. That's how they taste.
She said that to me. She's like, she likes the regular lightly salted that come in the light blue bag.
Yeah, those are great. But because Lay's, I don't know, the older you get, the more salt. It's just like,
whoop. Too much. They're trying to kill me. They're trying to kill me.
But like I said, all these lists, they trash. They just a popularity contest. And back
best
to,
chips are regular Doritos. Everybody know that.
Well,
I'm a spicy Dorito person.
Yeah, spicy Doritos are
Spicy Doritos are fire.
But
I'm still a Cheeto man, too.
But it don't matter. You add 10 items to that grocery list, it already cost you $500. So it's a trash-ass list. So it don't matter. That's how I feel about that. So let's keep going, because I hate these fucking lists. There's like one every week of somebody's opinion that no one asked for.
Well, we missed a couple of harassment cases, and I'm not getting too deep into these harassment cases because right now they're accusatory, and one contains The Dream, who was working with an artist, and according to her, she promised her certain things like opening for Beyonce, working on her album, going to get a Grammy. And none of that came to fruition. She says she forced him into sexual situations, sexual activity. The other one is Kanye West, who grabbed a woman from OnlyFans to be like the vice president of one of his companies and was sending her inappropriate text messages.
Oh my gosh.
It starts to become idiotic. And the thing with the Kanye West situation, people have looked up the woman. I've seen the woman. It looks like Kanye West type. So white woman with some big titties. So take it as you will. I don't know what's true and what's not. Hopefully we'll find out in the future, and hopefully it doesn't take as long as this YSL trial, which I've given up trying to keep up with, because
let's rewind it and talk about how we didn't realize The Dream changed his name.
Yeah, he said he did some research.
Something German. Yeah, some German bullshit.
He did some research and he had to change his name.
Why? Wait, he did some research on what?
On his background.
Yeah.
Basically, he ain't want to be The Dream no more. It's because we didn't realize it, but he changed his name. His name was changed when he wrote on Beyonce's last album, and we just didn't catch it. It's something Steel.
I don't understand why you would change your art, like your artist name.
No,
he changed his real name.
Oh, his real name. Oh.
Because what was his name? Teddy Nash? Teddy Ruskin Nash or something like that?
To Darius or some crap like
to
that.
To Darius Nash, and now he's something.
Yes. Let me see. Terrius Young Dale Nash.
And now he changed it.
To Terrius Adamu Ya Gested Steele.
Oh my gosh. Diamant.
Okay. Diamant. He changed his name in 2020. So.
And no one even realized it.
You know why? Because there's no liner notes.
That's true.
We have no liner notes, right?
Because we don't get CD booklets no more.
This is the thing. People are so adamant. We talked about Drake and writing. And a lot of that comes down to we don't know these things because you don't get those books. And you would see that even on push-ups, there are two other artists named with writing credits. I didn't even talk about this. So there's two other artists. I forgot what one of them name is. You guys can look this up. And I clicked on one of the names, and one of the names actually had worked with J. Cole. And I was like, J. Cole has a writer? And this is all on Genius. So when I clicked and looked at the songs that him and J. Cole had worked on, the same guy is listed under producer. He's never listed under writer. Like this, so that's a difference. And I think if we saw how many writers are on songs, it'll change the thing. You had something to read. It was really good to read it. Open your little book and be like, oh, that's the writer. You knew the writer, producer, composer. This is an interpolation of. You was listening to the song and reading as well. And because we don't have that, and I'm surprised that there's not, and somebody probably hit us up. There probably are, Apple Music or Spotify has it, where you can click and see all the liner notes. But I miss liner notes. I really do. And I think that's what happened. Like, oh, if we back in the day, we would have seen the Dream change his name. We would have saw that. We're like, oh, is it? I thought they said the Dream worked on it. They did. That's changed his name. Me and Sarah watched this documentary called How Music Got Free. What did you think of it? So it was about the Napster era when there was Kazaa, LimeWire.
Oh, man, Jonathan was big on the LimeWire.
Yeah, they was going to bring up federal charges on him.
Shit.
Jonathan did everything, boy.
Man.
Built his whole library of LimeWire.
Yeah, back in the day, that was my go-to. I was like, all right, let me see what I want to get. I had ushers.com. It was a lot of Usher and Justin Timberlake got a song together on there. But it was about this CD plant in Shelby, North Carolina, where they were pressing up these CDs and a lot of the leaks that came from. The issue I have with this documentary is they had Jimmy Iovine, Eminem, 50 Cent, Steve Stout, a lot of music executives.
Rosenberg.
Paul Rosenberg.
Yeah,
Paul Rosenberg. They all were blaming these leaks and these bootlegs as the reason why their artists were suffering. And I said, fam, I remember that era and y'all were going platinum. If y'all thought that was suffering, what is this now? What is this era? And I don't mean to be an asshole about this era, but Spotify was raising prices again. And people are getting upset. I need people to have this outlook on life as a blessing. You know, if Max raises prices, Disney Plus raises prices, well, you're not grandfathered Max in, Max did raise prices, and you're not grandfathered in or whatever, that's your cue to leave. And I'm from the era where I'll go back to buying my music. I'm all right. If YouTube Music got so expensive, because we got YouTube Music with YouTube Premium, that it was just like, instead of because we split it like $40-some a year, it was like $70 a year for between. I'm like, nah, we good. We ain't giving up. Nah, we ain't doing all that. I think it'll make us better because now you got to pick and choose what you want to listen to. Or you got to get back to your friends and be like, hey, I'll buy this one, and then you buy that one, and then
we'll flip. If you didn't, because if you didn't have a street, people would listen to music way more if they didn't have these streaming outlets.
Yeah.
We would really like pay attention to the album. We can go so... I was just listening to music before we got here, before I got on this with you. I went through like 16 different songs. I was like, oh, shoot. I said, Anderson .Paak and No Worries came out with an album.
Yeah,
I said, oh, shoot, let me listen to that. Then I said, oh, no. Let me listen to this Lotto's Sunday Service remix again.
Yeah, I heard that.
Because that shit is so good. I said, let me listen to that. I said, oh, no, let me look on this. I was just all over the place. But if I had to buy that album, I would listen to that album all the way, like, nope.
Yeah.
I'm about to listen to this album. I'm about to take it to work out. I'm about to do this.
I haven't got to that No Worries and Anderson .Paak. I did listen to that K Tronada. That's an album. That is that. You know how we have Songs of the Summer?
He got The Weeknd on there?
No, he has. Let me pull this up. He has a couple. Rochelle Jordan's on a couple songs, but Childish Gambino. He has Anderson .Paak. Anderson .Paak is on this amazing song. The album's called Timeless. Play a little bit of this. This is Spit It Out. This beat was so dope. I told Sarah, I wrote to it. I was like, golly, I need to. I'm going to sit in the kitchen. I ain't recording nothing on it. But where is this? Oh, this Do Me is Anderson .Paak feature in Sir. They snap. There's a part where he takes Biggie's line. You know what you do to me? I said no, well I don't usually. Whip it out, whip it on out. I said no doubt, poke it on out. She said, but then that Childish Gambino, witchy. This gives you so much Mike. Gives me. I'm not gonna speak for y'all. Michael Jackson vibes. Childish Gambino has really stepped up his singing game since he was struggling when he did the Tamia thing. But then he came out with a Awaken My Love. Magic.
telling me, Amino's a great artist.
Amazing. I'm talking to you, but
I'm really trying to hold your hand. Most great artists are weird.
Mm-hmm. That's true. They're all around you, can you feel it? My niggas don't believe in crystal. They see you dancing, girl, they watch it go out. I can feel you in the night. No lie, I don't want no other vibe. No lie, I've been missing something that I cannot control. Hey,
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah, album of the summer. I'm telling y'all, go listen to Timeless.
Yeah,
Sarah,
yeah.
Give me that look. Sarah got this thing with Libras, man. So she know Childish Gambino a Libra, and she hate him.
I didn't ever care about Childish Gambino's fucking sign. Man. He's just not somebody that I'm gonna do research on.
Oh man. Anything happened today, Sarah? What Lipstick Alley talking about? You are a Lipstick Alley correspondent.
I don't know. I didn't have time to look at him because I was trying to sleep and then I got woke up.
Oh my goodness.
So I didn't have time to go to the
Well, listen, I know we got this to look forward to, The Boys.
Oh, we yeah, wait. That. Before we get there.
And me and HOD, baby. Let's go.
Oh, Hot D. Yeah, y'all gonna do your Hot D corner. We saw Bad Boys 4. I enjoyed Bad Boys 4. I think it is actually a good movie. Way better than Bad Boys 3. It was funny. A lot of good action in it. And the storyline was pretty good for an action movie. It's not realistic.
They must have gave Martin Lawrence a big bag because he has literally played the fat, out of shape partner for 2 movies now. And I just be looking at him and I'm like, you have aged. And fucking Will Smith looks like he's still on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, Will looked amazing. And that man, what, 15 years
old? I seen a comparison photo of the first Bad Boys and this Bad Boys with Will Smith. And this man, I don't know what he's doing in Hollywood, but I'm convinced Will Smith is part of the Illuminati. They talk about everyone else.
He got to be a vampire, man.
Because it's just no way. This dude smacked somebody 2-3 years ago.
They are bringing that up still. Some people are mad about it.
Stephen A. Smith. He's been showing
his ass. They're mad because they wanted the movie to bomb. They're like, why would you go see this dude when he assaulted someone on stage at the Oscars?
People get slapped every day, B.
That was a personal situation.
But people also need to realize... Will Smith has failed a lot with his movies.
That Gemini movie with his son was trash. He was trying to chase Oscars for a while.
I don't give a fuck if he didn't fail or not. He slapped Chris Rock. He didn't slap me. And we knew why he slapped him. We knew there was outbursts and he...
Yeah, but I think people...
And he apologized.
But I think people were outraged because then they found out, like, you smacked this guy defending your wife and you ain't even with your wife from what it sounds like.
Yeah, but
like
why?
None of this makes sense.
But what did you want me to do? You want me to defend you,
John? And we weren't together. You have made it very clear that if we get divorced,
it's over.
Listen,
I didn't see what y'all got to pay attention. I didn't say what it will be. I said, would you not want me to defend you?
They're not together.
All right, just say yes or no.
I would always want you to defend me.
Thank you.
I would always want you to defend me. That's not the point. The whole point is then you find out they're not together and they're like, so what was all that violence for?
Man, if y'all ain't together. As long as I know Chris Rock is okay. First of all, that's Chris Rock's responsibility to get into Will Smith's ass. Right? It's not our responsibility.
I really think that Will Smith is very much protected in Hollywood for some strange reason. He's like the only, like he's one of the biggest people of color in Hollywood. It's insane to me. I don't know what Will Smith did. I want to follow the Will Smith formula.
No, here's what I'm going to say. I would go with the protected line if he was doing something that was new. That man went back to Bad Boys 4 after Bad Boys 3 didn't do that well on some like, yo, let me see if it works. And don't be surprised if he's like, all right, here comes Hitch Part 2. Here comes Hancock Part 2. Like, here comes Man in Black 5. Like, he's going to do the stuff we've seen him in and be like, all right, I like this Will Smith.
And Hollywood's going to allow it.
He's got his own. You do know he has his own production company too, though, right?
What else has it put out?
A lot of movies. What do you, Sarah?
What a lot of movies. You got to look it up. You can't even name it off the top of your head. Because
I know one of them is Annie, but that Overbrook thing, you've seen a lot. So, I'm not a kid anymore where I could be like, oh, yeah, Overbrook Entertainment has put out all these blah, blah, blah. All right.
And if his stuff is so big, his production company, why people ain't talking about him? They keep talking about Tyler Perry.
So, let's go. 2001, he did Ali. That was his company. iRobot, he did. I Don't Know What Saving Face Was. Hitch, he did. ATL, he did. The Pursuit of Happiness, his company.
ATL, that was a good one.
Yeah, he produced that. I Am Legend, did that. Hancock, The Human Contact, Lakeview's Terrence, The Secret Life of Bees, 7 Pounds. The 2010s, he did The Karate Kid. After Earth, which was trash. Annie, he did Focus, Collateral Beauty, Bright, To All the Boys I Loved Before, Holla. And then he did Bad Boys for Life, the sequel to All the Boys I Love, To All the Boys.
Nobody liked Bad Boys for Life before?
I didn't think it was good. King Richard, Emancipation. So he's been doing his own movies. It's not like Hollywood has been financing Will Smith. He does co-productions with Columbia and Warner Brothers and Sony, but you can't stop him because he can do his own thing like Tyler Perry. So come up with your own production company. Call it Sarah Brooks, Sarah Jackson, and you'd be like, the son is actually from Robinson, not from the Jackson part.
There we go.
It's a collab. Or Jack Rob. I jack, I rob, I steal, except for when I dodge. I dodge your face, whatever Jay-Z said. I rob,
he probably saves money because he puts himself in the most of the movies, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of paying other actors.
Yeah. But you was over there hating. Now I want to figure
out. I'm not hating on Will Smith by anything. I just know why people are mad.
Another Libra.
Shut up.
Whoa.
They're just mad at why he's at why he's so successful and why this movie did so well. But also, people got to realize there ain't shit else out.
That's the key point that people are forgetting.
There's nothing else out. Now let me put it to you this way. If this would have came out next month or the same time Deadpool came out, it would have got killed. It would have got killed. So why are people mad? There's nothing else out. If you don't want to see the movie, that's fine. But clearly, $104 million got invested to it opening weekend. People spent their money on it. We paid $5. Oh, well, Will Smith got our money. It's too bad.
It was $5 for the tickets?
It was $6 on Tuesdays, yes.
Oh, he's smart.
And how come, and everyone's like, oh, we don't want Will Smith to be successful. So Martin should fail because y'all don't want Will Smith to be successful?
I don't know why people are, who the fuck do we think we are? First of all,
we think we the keepers.
Successful.
We think we the keepers.
We're the silliest people in the world. We want to be the keeper for Hollywood, but we're not the keeper for minimum wage and fucking groceries.
Yeah, and stuff like that. Nope, that's not important. You're bringing up that shit for.
We don't want to care about that. We want to tell him he's not going to get another dime for us. I said, shit, we should be like that about grocery stores and shit.
No, people need to eat. You don't need to see a Will Smith movie.
Yeah. How much of The Boys have you seen?
I mean, I'm the newest one.
Season 4.
I haven't watched. You started watching it?
Yeah, we watched 2 episodes. We only got one more left. It's good. No, we watched 2 yesterday because we talked yesterday.
Oh wow, yeah, damn. Man, well, you know I had to plunder, so you know.
Oh man, you tell Ellie to put the TV on her back, bring it all the way upstairs.
Man,
did you rewatch House of Dragons since it come back tomorrow?
Oh yes,
yeah, I already watched
Sarah
that.
Sarah been rewatching it, boy. Oh,
man, I watched 6 episodes yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
Man, it is great. I'm so excited. I'm gonna quit my job.
Yeah. Yo, you gotta stop. This can't be. You've done this on 4 podcasts. You've only been there since March. This is ridiculous.
Look, that's kind of funny.
Yo, that's funny now. It's the Kill Kenny joke.
She said, I'm going to quit. Not everybody looking for it. They probably doing like bingo off that shit. And or like, you know, hey, take a drink when she says she's going to quit her job. Everybody take a good drink.
Look at John. He's all worried that I'm really just going to be like not fucking working.
Hey. So I'm looking at this headline that says Theo James and Anthony Michael. Who is the Theo that was in Sons of Anarchy?
Theo Rossi.
Rossi, okay.
He was also in a Tyler Perry movie.
Of course he was. So where all the light-skinned brothers go.
Man, he's like Puerto Rican.
But isn't he black or something?
No, he's like Puerto Rican and maybe he's Italian or something.
Okay, well, never mind.
Speaking of which, did you see the preview for that new Tyler Perry movie? I know you're going to watch it.
Yeah, single woman raising somebody. Same thing he always does.
Yeah. He ain't got no.
It's called The Divorcee.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one. I thought it was.
It has Megan Good, Richard Lawson.
Oh, this must Richard be the one. Richard Lawson. The one they were talking about where Megan Good plays a domestic abused person.
Yeah, she's dating a Jonathan Major. But the key is that it's called The Divorce something, but like everybody who's a major player are all divorced, like in real life. Because it's her, Debbie Morgan, Richard Lawson, and Corey Hardin, the twins' exes. Yeah. Tia. It's Tia's ex-husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she gets out of this relationship.
Guess what Tia told me? That's the funniest.
You insane. Anyways, and basically, her ex is Corey Hardick, and then he starts stalking her after they get divorced, and she starts dating someone else. Yep, that's the premise of the movie.
Right.
The tall, light-skinned brother's going to come in and save her, because it's Tyler Perry.
Manny Fontaine, Dallas fought back, man. They didn't get swept.
All right. Yeah,
he was up by like 48 points.
Yeah, it was horrible.
But what happened? All right, hold up. This is crazy. I'm over 2 miles of this. So this Boston-Dallas series. I don't care about neither one of these teams. But the storyline that intrigued me the most when Boston was up 3-0 was the fact that in a lot of men who want to bump the gums about the WNBA, even though they don't watch it, have been quiet and saying like, yo, if Boston wins this championship, that's got to be one of the biggest bags fumbled in league history because Ime Udoka was the coach. And because he wanted to get his dick wet, he lost his job. You're not talking about that? No, we just be quiet. But on the other side, if Dallas can, like, win, was it?
Sunday? Don't even say this. Oh, my gosh. Shut up.
Wait.
Give me a chick, man. I'm sorry.
No, listen to me. If Boston could, we've never seen a team come back 3-0.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. It's gonna happen.
No, I didn't say it's gonna happen. Whoop
their ass.
If you could pick which one happens, would you rather see a team come back for 3-0 and win it, or Ime look like the goof? Which one would y'all pick?
Ime look like the goof because I don't like if they come back from 3-0, then it's basically we already feel like things are scripted. If you do that, it's gonna feel really scripted. It's gonna be like, all right, man. How did this happen?
Wait, but who's he coaching now?
Houston. He got it with Drea, baby daddy.
They got to win 4 in a row when they have not won.
I know.
I know.
I'm just saying, like, now I'm here for either outcome.
I'm locked in.
Yeah, I'm locked in. I forgot. I didn't watch that one part. Before we get out of here,
Father's Day playing. What y'all doing? What you doing, sir?
I thought you were going to say Father's Day. What's the best Father's Day rap song, Sierra? Will Smith, Just the Two of Us.
There you go.
The two of us.
Dudes gonna be rapping about their dad. They don't rap about their dad at all.
They do. They rap about the dad not being there.
Yep. Yeah, that's about it. We're going out for brunch. They called Sarah and made sure that we are going to meet our reservation. We're there in the morning, 11 in the morning.
Yeah, what place?
Entourage, where they opened it up. So we'll be there.
Yep. I confirmed the reservation. I thought I was going to be buying John a biznike, and he was like, no, I don't want no bike.
No, that's not what I'm sorry. Listen, this is what I said.
Oh, my gosh.
So a brand new bike is low-key kind of expensive, and I don't know if I'm going to make that kind of time investment. So I said I was already been looking at, like, Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. Wait, can I finish the story?
Okay, finish the story.
And so, spend like $60 or $70, $100 on a bike. And if I ride that, then I'm like, all right, yeah, you actually going to ride a bike so you can spend $200, $300, or $400. Bikes are really expensive. Have y'all seen the prices of bikes? I don't know. So I was just like, you know, I'll rather buy a used bike and see where that goes before I have you just buy me a brand new bike.
So this is what I was going to say. John made this point of, I don't know if I'm going to make time for it, when this man literally just did a 5K and did push-ups while we were watching TV. He's going to make time to ride a bike.
Yeah, I know. Jonathan, he's stupid. He's real stupid. All right. All he thinks about is, oh, I want to save some money.
Hold on. I'm not talking to you.
Hold on.
I'm so sorry.
But if a new iPad came out, John, about that shit is.
I didn't buy the new iPad. I don't have the new iPad.
But this, but that, but Jermaine, that's how the, that's how.
Hold up.
That's how people. Remember Beast would spend all this money on like electronics, and whenever you went to his house, he had a new computer or a upgraded TV, but like he wouldn't buy a new car when he needed it, or he wouldn't spend money on a lot of food.
Let's do that.
Everyone has their vices when it comes to what they're going to spend money
on. Let's pause real quick. Manny Fontaine said he'll have a new iPad. That's not true.
No.
I'm about to explain some things about me because it goes back into the bike thing. The first iPad I had was an iPad Pro 9.7 inch that I got off of Reddit for $300. Once I started making beats off of that, when the iPad M2 came out, that's the one I ended up buying. The M4s just dropped. You don't see me with no M4. My iPad is going
Trigger finger is itching. No, it is not. If y'all saw Jonathan's like his little loft and what he wants, all the things.
This is what I don't like because people don't really know us. When you do that, but Jermaine last year and Sarah will attest to this too as well, was like, how come you don't have a PS5? Why you don't have a PS5? I was like, I don't need it right now. I didn't buy a PS5 for 3 years, so how could I have an itchy trigger finger?
On the things that you want, though, it's not like
it can't be both. It can't be. I don't buy nothing new. Because I don't like these jokes to be that narrative to get out there to be like I buy a bunch of stuff, and then y'all turn around and be like, John, you so cheap. I'm like, wait, how can I be both?
You are frugal.
Because you wait for stuff to go on sale. You look for the deals. You wait for stuff. You say, I don't need to get this right now because this is going to happen. It's going to drop in price. That's how you are.
Yeah.
And so
I don't have an itchy trigger finger. That's all I'm trying to say.
And I don't, I'm sorry. Your brother just got you down to a T when he described you. Like,
what did he, all he said was hold on. He didn't describe it. What are you talking about?
All right. Now you shouldn't know my joke.
No, she shitted on your joke. She's saying, that's what you do be saying. Hold on. No, what are you talking about?
No. Rewind it. How Jermaine described you is right.
I'll listen to it again. Don't you worry, John.
Hold on. I want to save some money.
That's you. It's always me. Hold on. Yeah. I want to save some money.
I'm trying to get the best deal. That's all I'm trying to do. But listen, here's the thing, too.
Find your $50 bike, bro.
Here's the thing, though. It's a wild thing to sit here, the two of y'all, as an audience listens, to say, yo, he be like, try to find a deal. Man, we got this house. We got a nice car. All because I be trying to say deals.
This is another thing about you, too. You don't like when people spend money on you, though. Don't.
That's true. I've said that on the podcast. I've said that on Equal Opposites. I said, you know what I have an issue with? Sometimes Sarah will buy something for me, and instead of saying thank you, I'd be like, yo, how much you spend on this? Oh, we could have got this cheaper.
Sometimes it ruins it.
I know that. When I brought it up on Equal Opposites last year, I said, that's a bad thing I do. That is wrong. I didn't say, I'm so right. Nope, I did not say that on there. I've said, that's wrong, and I need to just be okay with people spending money on me.
Yeah, you do. But whatever. Yeah. Whatever you want for Father's Day, John, I'm going to get it. All right. Just send it to me and I'll buy it.
Man, what you get? What your kids getting you?
There we go.
Hey, what's Ezra getting you, John?
What is Ezra getting me for Father's Day?
A picture?
I would a clean bill of health because that little boy be sick every other day.
Hair gel. I wish you put some hair gel on your little bald head. It can shine a little bit.
But your man has so many jokes. In the tuck because he saw that I hadn't shaved my head on Thursday.
John was growing it out. Y'all should have saw it. Looked like a young Dr. Uncle Phil out there.
That's you gonna say?
I said,
a young James Jeffries.
he did. You know people are cutting that up into a hairstyle now, right?
Cutting what up?
They're like bald spot. They're getting like faded and stuff.
Nah. But how do you do it when your bald is in the front? That doesn't make any sense.
They get it faded all the way back there. They get it all faded, like all the way around.
And they pay money
like
for this?
It's like a taper, yep.
No.
Who's ever in this?
Nah, I can't do that.
It's like the half cut.
No. The barbershop should be ashamed.
It starts from the back of your head, yeah.
Barbershop should be ashamed.
Man, barbershops are crazy. Anyway, I've been telling people this all the time. Barbers are actually, I've been watching barbers on Instagram. He'd be like, they paid $150 for this cut. And I'd be like, are you out your motherfucking mind? A haircut only lasts 2 weeks, maybe three if you're lucky. And barbers be acting like they want to charge you more. I'd be like, how is that possible? Where are we getting more money from to pay for this? And if you are really trying to get your haircut all the time, every 2 weeks, $150, you're paying $300 for a haircut in a month? That's crazy.
That is crazy.
As a man, that's ridiculous.
I don't pay that much for Melissa's haircut.
I don't want all that shit where they be, oh, wash your face. We put a hot towel on.
Yeah, they give you an experience. That's what you're paying for.
No. I'm not paying for that.
You don't want all that? I would love that if I was a man.
Not if it cost that much. Hell no.
My barber does it for $60. Yeah. And that's cool.
And I would do that if like a birthday dinner. I have a birthday coming up or something. I'll do the $60 with the hot towel and give me a nice little shave.
My barber is $50 and that's cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
You still go to the same guy?
Yeah, I go to the Mexican dude, Fredo. Shout out to Fredo.
I'm glad my hair stopped growing.
You're lucky. I'm still waiting for my hair to lose it in the back. As soon as it do, I'm going bald. I got enough caps now, so I can just wear caps.
You know? That guy. Man, we didn't talk about enough old men with the caps. I was like, who are you trying to impress? Could you really imagine? An old biddy out here saying, I don't date him because he bald. I said, we 65. I'm supposed to have a head full of hair. What?
It's a weird world we live in.
Oh, speaking of what? About old people. No, because we stay at old people. I was podding yesterday with 2 days ago with Michelle. And she had ordered her mom some ice cream. I didn't know you can even order ice cream, but I guess you can Uber anything. And I asked her, now, for those who don't know, her mom was from Jamaica. Her mom and dad both are from Jamaica. And I asked her, what's your mom's favorite ice cream? What's her go-to? Because I wanted to see if old black people were the same. And they were. Her favorite is butter pecan. And I said, what is with butter pecan? And me and Sarah got to talking. We brought up black walnut.
More love black walnut, man.
What is going on? Sarah, what does black walnut taste like?
You said, it tastes like the nuts. I thought it was going to taste like vanilla ice cream. It tastes like the nuts, and it's horrible. It's a nasty ice cream.
Y'all like black walnut? I like black walnut.
Nah, man. My sister, Jackie is 17 years old than me, so she's 57. Her favorite ice cream is pralines and cream. I'm like, what the fuck is pralines and cream? I've never even heard of this before.
That's Talia's favorite ice cream, too, pralines and cream.
Is that a Southern thing? Like, I don't know. I'm like, what is this? Why y'all want nuts in y'all ice cream?
Oh, no. I like some nuts. There was a great double chocolate almond. Yep. I was about to bring it up at Colonial. It was such a great ice cream. And plus, I used to get the peanut butter parfait and the peanut buster. Whatever. The peanut buster one is the one at Dairy Queen. They got the nuts, the peanuts on it. Sprinkle some chopped nuts.
That's different when it's on top as a topping. But when it's like infused and frozen into your ice cream.
It is. It's real good.
I'm good.
I think you worried about your teeth. What the fuck? Nobody tell me there's nothing here. That's all you.
I'm more worried about my GI system when it comes to ice cream before I'm worried about my teeth.
You got
in
digititis
general.
Or digitalitis? What is that thing called? The
gingivitis.
Yeah. The Fraser. He was like, she's like, it's nuts. Of course, it activated his whatever. I forgot what.
No, that's diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis.
You know I'm lactose intolerant. I ain't got no damn diverticulitis.
I don't even know what that is. I just know he mentioned it. I don't know what health.
I'll explain it to you later.
Yeah.
All right.
Because you know all the terms.
No, I don't. I don't know all the medical terms.
How smart you is. You smarter than the smartest person on the boys? You're going to see Aaron Manny Fontaine.
No, not at all.
Was the episode good?
Yes. The first two episodes
are
great.
Do they do like a review?
Yes, they do
like
a great recap in the beginning.
Watch the damn series. Did you watch Gen V?
No, I don't think you did.
No, I didn't watch that.
You gotta watch Gen V.
It's good. If y'all was feeding for the boys, you should
have watched Gen V?
Yeah, I watched it. I watch a lot of television.
I actually watched Gen V before John did.
Yeah, she did. She watched it before me. And then
I want John to be my arch enemy.
Okay, there we go.
Let's start that.
Yeah, good.
Knock it out. He's not your arch enemy yet.
Nah.
You don't. You don't ever listen to everything John be getting done in a day. And be like, man, I hate this nigga.
Oh my god! I did tell Manny Fontaine how you was like, you live a good life. You up here reading books, playing video games, exercising.
John does compartmentalize very well. John gonna get some shit done.
I don't know how John does it.
24 hours in the day. But no, yes, you do. Because Sarah be like, Sarah, this is Sarah go to. It'll be a weekend morning and we'll wake up or I'll be up or Sarah don't be up. And I get out the bed and then 2 hours later, where are you at? I'm like, I'm downstairs. Why'd you get out the bed? I said, fam, what the fuck? Like, I ain't gonna lay in the bed all day. So you know exactly how I get things done.
I only get up if I have plans now. It's almost a waste of fucking time for me to get up just to walk around the house.
I don't have days
to lose. How y'all like this heat so far?
It's fine, man. As long as this AC's down.
Yeah.
It was fine when I...
Oh, my goodness. That 98s, 94s coming?
Yeah, 96, 90, 95, 94, 95.
I like heat at night. I went out the other night. It was like 89 degrees at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was great.
You went outside your house or outside the hospital?
Outside the hospital. I can't be on that unit all freaking night. Yeah, I go crazy.
She gotta go out there and smoke her cig. Sounds like I vape.
I mean, smoke. I'm about to say. Y'all can't vape inside the hospital? Y'all gotta go outside with her?
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah, I thought you was Mr. Hospital.
You might as well vape in the bathroom. Fuck that. What's the point? Like, they gonna know. Like, what are we talking about? Why risk it?
Why be like, why'd you lose your job? Because they caught me vaping in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's stupid. Like, I'm not doing that. Right.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Like, I ain't losing my job on that. Oh, man. Anything else?
Man, I don't know. If there's like some regular smokers, they gotta have a long time before they get a cigarette. That sucks.
There is some lady, she only works the weekends, and she finds a place. I have not asked her, and she sneaks out and she smokes at least 3 or 4 times in that shift. I see her walk out this back door, and yeah, she comes back, and I know that she went outside to smoke. I just don't know where she's going, where the hiding spot is. I don't know if there's a balcony in the stairwell or what, but she gets out there and takes a couple puffs, and then she comes back.
Good for her.
Yeah. I don't know the secret.
All right. I think that's it. We did a lot. We covered a lot today. We even threw in some music news.
And personal news.
Yeah. We dissected everybody but Manny Fontaine. Talked about my cheap ass. Talked about Sarah.
No.
Jermaine, what you doing for your dad, though? You didn't say what you doing for your dad?
We got him some shoes. Me and Jermaine.
Yeah, me and John.
John, I just asked you what you were doing for your dad.
No, you didn't ask.
I didn't ask you that.
Oh my God. You really got to get your mind checked.
What are you doing for your dad?
Who, me?
I'm giving him some money.
Yeah, I'm giving him some money.
No. You know why she can't buy him some scratch-offs? Because he is a big-time gambler, man. He'd be like, you got bad luck. I need to buy my own scratch-offs.
They all about luck. Dad is the same way. Like, they think you are a big jinx. Dad want me to put the same song on he won $500 on. So put that song on.
It ain't nothing but like, I don't know how to dance, but I know how to fuck. I don't know how to dance, but I know how to fuck.
Yeah, right. If it was that, he'd tell me to play it every week. That's a song right there. Go ahead and play it up.
That's a good luck.
Give me that money.
That's a good luck song right there.
What kind of shoes y'all get on?
Some Nikes.
Some casual Nikes. I'm about to send John a picture right now. You can look at his phone and say, oh, those are nice.
Yo, I was at Dick's Sporting Goods yesterday trying on running shoes, guys. Running shoes.
Gentlemen, you supposed to be a sneakerhead. Ain't bought no sneakers for about 6 years.
No. I bought some low dunks. Some blazers.
I'm about to say, where you get some dunks?
I did not buy low dunks. I hate dunks. I have high top dunks. I have the Northern... I have 3. I have some all white ones with some clear soles. I have some blue and black ones. And then I have some the Northern Lights, which look like Yeezys. Uh-huh. They have the Yeezy colorway on them. I like those. I wore those in Vegas for my birthday. I should bring them down here and put them in the display. Right, Sarah?
You should.
There you go.
You absolutely should. Those are Spider-Mans on the display?
Yeah.
Are you not going to wear those ever again?
Just because they're in display does not mean that they're never to be touched. Isn't that an art piece?
That's what it seems like.
No, it ain't. You think, she's like, you read all those books? No. So that means you're not going to read any of those books? Come on, man. What you talking about? I might swap them out all the time. All right. That is it. Hope you guys have a great Father's Day. It's probably going to go up on Father's Day because it's at the end of Saturday today. And happy, you know what I don't like when they be like, happy Father's Day to all the real fathers or happy Father's Day to all the good fathers. You got to put that part out there. The assholes are going to take it for themselves or they know you're not talking to them. It's just like, so happy Father's Day. Everybody take care. Until next time. Guys. Oh, no. At Kicks and Coffee, at Manny Fontaine, at one and only, at Studio Flow Pod. Until next time. Peace.
Peace.